Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the Movies, for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's present-day Portland, Oregon. Lizzie is an instructor at the College of Arts and Crafts and is preparing for an upcoming solo show at a local gallery. She's creating a series of small clay glazed sculptures of women in motion, but she also has to deal with the vagaries of daily life. A dysfunctional family, a pigeon wounded by her aggressive cat, a broken water heater, and most of all, Joe. Joe is her friend, her neighbor, a fellow artist, and an absentee landlady. Lizzie holds a long-standing grudge against Joe's.
Oh my God.
No? Okay, but...
Well, you're telling a lot about the movie right now.
Oh, no, I'm just outlining it.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
it's a big outline.
Yeah, yeah, but don't worry.
You're giving a lot of things away.
No, don't worry. Joe's relative success and is carrying on a passive-aggressive war against her frenemy, no? Well, let's see.
But let the people see it and decide.
No, don't worry. This is just an introduction.
I know, but it's telling how people feel and what their relationships are.
So time is running out. Will she finish her art in time? And most important, is anyone showing up for the opening?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Showing Up is a new dramatic comedy that takes an inside look at the Portland arts and crafts scene. It's a subtle, satirical examination of real life. Showing Up is the latest work of filmmaker Kelly Reichardt, known for her rethinking of traditional genres from westerns to thrillers, from Meek's Cut Off to Night Moves to Certain Women. Showing Up just opened at the TIFF Bell Lightbox in Toronto, and I'm very pleased to have here with me, in person, Kelly Reichardt to tell us more about Showing Up.
What more can I tell you?
Oh, there's lots more.
No.
This is just to tell people, to awaken their curiosity.
Yeah.
So, Showing Up is set in and around the Oregon College of Arts and Crafts.
Right.
What drew you to that? Do you have a personal connection to it?
Well, now I do, but it's just a school that we wrote the script around it. It's a place, it's a school that was 100 plus years old that had an important place in the pottery and ceramics world in the Pacific Northwest, especially like in the 60s and 70s. And everyone I know in Portland has some connection to it, and it shuttered its doors, I think in 2019 was its last class. And
it's not open anymore.
No, it's not open anymore. So we set our film in 2018, and the school was empty when we started working there, and so we filled it with art, and made a school there, and is a ode to yet another important institution that's gone south.
I didn't realize that. And one of the characters calls it not OCAC, she calls it OSAC.
OSAC, yeah.
Is that what some people call it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it used to be Oregon School of Art and Craft, and it became Oregon College of Art and Craft.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, so that's an older way of describing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now, Showing Up features Michelle Williams in the main role as Lizzie, who's a neurotic but creative artist. Very interesting character. So what sort of a person is Lizzie? Can you describe her?
Well, I wouldn't sum her up in any specific words. I don't want to sum her up. I like people to go in and just sort of let someone... I mean, when you make a film, you're going so far out of your way, to me, to not tell people things and leave options and not sum people up. So I don't want to do it now. She's a person that is compelled to, I'll say this about her, she's compelled to make work every day. And so that's what keeps her going in life, and that's where her focus is, and that's what's on her mind a lot of the time. And so, she's making ceramics, and the ceramics we use in the film are the ceramics of the artist Cynthia Latte, a Portland-based artist. And Joe, her neighbor, who's played by Hong Chau, is making the work of the real artist's name is Michelle Segret, and which is a different kind of work, a much bigger, larger scale sculptures with different kind of materials, from yarn to there's she works with all kinds of things, metal posts, cement, beeswax, and there's a visiting artist in the film, played by Heather Lawless, and the visiting artist's work is the, in this case, glasswork of Jessica Jackson Hutchins, who is a sculptor that also lives in Portland. And so, and then there's lots of other art that's around and about from other artists that generously let us use their work.
Now, the way the film is told, it follows Lizzie as she, the different steps as she creates her art. The process of the, it starts showing the sketches for the drawings or the watercolors for the drawings, and later the clay and the firing and the glaze, things like that.
Yeah.
When you were making the movie, did you follow a similar pattern? So just straightforward, chronological, following the same way? Or was it more sort of see how it goes on the way and make changes?
Do you mean as far as shooting the art making?
No, I mean in terms of making your film.
Right, but are you talking about like when we were filming Lizzie working or any of it?
Any of it, the whole thing.
Oh, well, it's shot all out of order and, you know, we were at the school for a certain amount of time, and you shoot out each location, so nothing is shot in order, and so that would be a luxury. I mean, we try to shoot whatever scenes in order we can for the sake of the actors, like if you're in one location, but it doesn't happen that often that you get to like really shoot in order. So so everything's sort of planned out, and it doesn't really get to flow that way.
But one of the works of art she creates doesn't come out exactly how she wants, but another character says, own it, despite the things.
It's, so you know, the kind of work she's making, like ceramics, there's
right.
There's such an unknowable thing involved in ceramics, because you know they get glazed and they go into a kiln, so there's always an element of surprise that comes, and like anything anybody's making, I would say, I was just seeing a Robert Beckel, is that how you say his name? Beckel? Opening in New York, and I thought, wow, I wonder if he gets surprised by anything because his drawings are so precise, but I bet he gets surprised by something. But anyway, in the course of making things, as much as you plan and, you know, you have your ideas, there are surprises, and you have to decide if they're good mistakes or bad mistakes or... they're not the plan, so then you adjust. And so Lizzie's confronted with this piece that she's, has to... And when we were filming that, we really had to struggle and decide, is it screwed up just the right amount? Does it look like one of her other pieces? Because her pieces are very rough and unfinished to begin with. And so... the idea of what's screwed up is also very subjective.
But my question is actually, you as a filmmaker,
yeah.
Over the course of making a film, did you have anything that you had to own?
A million things.
Didn't go right? Well, give a good example. Tell me an example of something that you didn't plan, but it added to the film.
Oh, added to it?
Yeah.
Well, that's happening all the time because you're planning, making things up in your head. But I'm not really hearing the voices come out of people's mouths or knowing what their dynamic is together until we're shooting. So, you make up a family, and Jonathan Raymond, my co-writer, and I are like have an idea of what these people are like, and then I'm having my own head, but that can change every day. And then, an actor shows up and they have their own voice and their posture and the way they're doing it with another actor. So I didn't know what, like, for instance, the family dynamic was going to be until all those actors are in the space, in their costumes, doing the scene, and we're filming it. And it's, so you're adjusting to the letting go of whatever your image was and embracing what's coming forth. And hopefully that's like, I was very excited by the dynamic of the family, but it could go the other way. But in filmmaking, I mean, every hour you're saying like, let's plan for it to be this way. And when it rains on that day, or really anything could happen. I mean, Gus Van Sant, I think, talks about even if you shoot a scene before lunch with the same crew and the same cast, it'll be different than if you shot that scene after lunch. And I think that's right. So it's there's this live thing happening that you're constantly, guiding and adjusting to, because it takes on its own life.
So finally, do you consider filmmaking an art or a craft?
Oh boy. Well, I don't even have to decide. Thank goodness. My gosh.
But when you're making it, do you feel like you're, is it more of like going through the steps and putting together to make something, or is it more of a heartfelt visionary thing, or some combination?
I think it's a combination. I think, it's like when John, I don't know if he would say this because he always talks about how the sausage gets made.
Yeah.
But I think he has some visionary moments. I'm very nuts and bolts, and so creative things happen out of that, obviously. But it's not. It never feels like. Nothing feels like magic to me. And I guess this is the idea of the movie. It feels like work and showing up every day to the work table, and in the case of film, in collaborating. Yeah.
Thanks so much for talking with me, Kelly.
Thanks to you.
Kelly Reichardt's new film, Showing Up, is now playing in Toronto at the TIFF Bell Lightbox, and I hope all of you are going to be showing up for this great movie. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.